This is a CHLY and Dig FM news update. This Friday, September 26th, Comox Valley Arts, also known as CV Arts, will be hosting their fourth and final Pulse on the Plaza event of the 2025 summer season. Taking place in front of the Comox Valley Art Gallery on Duncan, the finale event is named Sunset on Summer and hosted in partnership with local organization Elevate the Arts.
Pulse on the Plaza is a free outdoor summer series that's held in downtown Courtney. We transformed Duncan Avenue into a vibrant town square where art and culture and community can come alive. We have these events 4 times every summer for the past 2 summers on the last Friday of the month from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. And each event is a little bit different. Each one has its own flavor, featuring different performances and participatory art projects and collaborations with local partners that's really making space for people of all ages and backgrounds to connect through creativity.
Speaking is Sarah Clark, Arts Project Manager for CV Arts and one of the organizers of Pulse on the Plaza this year. The summer event series kicked off in June with Comox Fusion Festival in partnership with Quineesh Indigenous Community Society. July's event was Urban Jungle Jam, and August's event partnered with Queer Center Comox Valley to launch the Weekend of Pride. All Pulse on the Plaza events are produced in collaboration with Comox Valley Art Gallery, Comox Valley Arts, Elevate the Arts, and the Downtown Courtney Business Improvement Association. Bobby Heron of Elevate the Arts shares what will make this week's event unique.
This is our finale event of the summer for Pulse, and we kind of decided that it would be a lot of fun to get people dancing on the street on Duncan Avenue. So we've programmed some music that we thought would be fun to dance to. We have a reggae band, we have a Latin trio, and a pop, alt-pop duo. So 3 acts. And a little bit of DJing in between, and all of the usual Pulse activities, art activities, and more.
CV Arts is a regional arts council that has been operating in the Comox Valley for 60 years. With a focus on creative empowerment and community engagement, the organization creates opportunities for local artists and organizations through diverse programming and advocacy. Sarah Clark says amplifying stories of the Comox Valley is central to the core belief that creative expression is foundational to shaping the community when working toward an equitable and sustainable future.
When we talk about creativity in the arts, we believe that everyone is an artist and that our collective stories are really important. And in the projects that we take on and the programming that we do, our aim is really to ensure that this process, this creative collaborative process, is open to everybody, especially those at the margin, so that everybody has a chance for their voices to contribute.
The goal of Pulse on the Plaza was to bring back the idea of a town square, creating a space for community engagement led by the community with no barriers to participation. One example of this succeeding was the Pride Pulse event, which Clark says received enthusiastic feedback as a free and accessible Pride event, bringing out members of the community who hadn't participated in local Pride events before. She says that as an organizer, hearing that the event created a space for new friendships and community connections to form brought her, quote, a whole lot of joy.
And just the feeling of all of the events this summer have been so connected, have been so celebratory. And I feel like a lot of the work that we do in like shaping community as organizations is something that involves a lot of conversations, a lot of organizational work. It's pretty structured. And to have a way to be able to see all of that work come into action in these like beautiful, joyful, deeply joyful celebratory ways is really heartwarming and really validating.
The events haven't been without their challenges, like a particularly windy day for the first event in June, but the support of neighboring businesses who shared sandbags to bolster tents reinforced the atmosphere of community and collaboration.
Our last Pulse of the Season is coming up this Friday, September 26th, from 5 p.m. till 9 p.m. And it happens on Duncan Avenue between 5th and 6th Street in downtown Courtney, right outside the Comox Valley Art Gallery. And for this Pulse, you can expect a great lineup of artists. Our programming partner, Elevate the Arts, is bringing in a whole bunch of enthusiastic dance bands to get us all moving into the fall. I think we're all really looking forward to that, to close out our season, to have something that feels really high energy.
As well as the live music and dancing, there will be community art making for all ages and DIY screen printing with local printmaker Andy McDougall. Anyone attending is encouraged to bring a t-shirt, tote bag, or other fabric item to print on. More information is available on the event Events Facebook page, Pulse on the Plaza, Sunset on Summer, or on the social media pages of the participating partners, including Comox Valley Arts. For Dig FM and CHLY News, this is Heather Watson.
This report in partnership with Dig FM was made possible with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs program, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.